As Geb relayed the order in Mandoa, Vestara turned to see four more specks descending from the Falcon. Her stomach went hollow. That made six drop suits. Six Jedi. It didn't make sense.
Using the gate is an excellent idea, Marvet said. We know Han Solo is hiding in that area, so you could have a useful hostage. But how will you lure the Jedi into your trap?
Not me, Marvet.
Vestara turned back to the viewport, where the Falcon was still approaching. The drop suits now resembled six bulky, big-shouldered silhouettes.
You will.
You intend to use us as bait? Kratheus demanded. You must be mad.
Mad or desperate.
As Vestara spoke, she watched one of the jumpers vanish into a turbo laser blossom, then come out on the other side, tumbling and glowing, but still in one piece.
Either way, it's you the Jedi are here to hunt. If you don't want to draw them into the gate, name your spot. That's where we'll set the trap.
Marvet hesitated.
The gate is fine.
Beyond the viewport, the six silhouettes sprouted gouts of white flame and spiraled toward the base in wild helices. Their arms began to swing back and forth, flashing and flaring as they sprayed miniature missiles at Base Prime's turbolaser emplacements.
Miniature missiles?
Vestara extended her force awareness toward the nearest silhouette. She felt neither fear nor excitement, only cold, empty danger.
Correction, she said. Those aren't drop suits. They're battle droids.
A string of small explosions rocked the base as the miniature missiles struck their targets. The payloads weren't large, but the missiles were well aimed. They took out the turbolaser's emitter tips and forced feedback explosions, and the defensive fire quickly dwindled to almost nothing. The Falcon wheeled into a powered descent, and four new silhouettes dropped from its belly. The newcomers appeared less bulky than the battle droids, and they weren't spraying anything. Vestara extended her force awareness in their direction, and sensed four angry Jedi bristling at her touch. And one of them felt all too familiar. Ben Skywalker. Vestara began to re-examine her priorities. Her chance of winning this fight had just plummeted. Defeating Luke Skywalker and Leia Solo would be challenging enough, even with 200 Nargons and 20 Mandos at her disposal. Ben Skywalker was a different problem. He knew how Vestara thought and what she felt, because he knew Vestara better than anyone did. And unlike his father, Ben would be hunting her, his former lover, with far more intensity than he felt for the Krefs. Vestara knew Ben would not stop until either she or he was dead, or she was beyond his reach. The smart thing now would be to cut her losses and run.